So we're actually in doing our zero buck bounce drive right now for beta two of Whidbey. And so basically twice a week we have the coffee cart coming in from 1 to 3 for the CLR team.
CLR team only.
Yep. So 1 to 3 in the afternoon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's time to come in, grab some caffeine, grab some sugar, go crank on those bugs and make sure that
and it's free.
It's free. It's free, yes. Come look for me, free coffee. Yeah. We've got our, running our little monitor here basically to show us, what the current status is. We're in our go-dark week, which means no meetings, everybody cancel their stuff. Get to work and start fixing bugs.
Yeah. Wow, that's a pretty small-looking bug count.
Yep, it's getting better. Yep, this is beta 2. I mean, the customer, the CTP drops and stuff that we have out there, those are...
keep walking.
Yeah, we've got it this way. Right. So this is Michael Stan. He's our developer lead for the QRT, which is a group that basically looks at all of our stress debugging, the pieces like that. Show us what you're working
on. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Hold on just a second. Couple seconds. All right, we're back on air.
Okay. So something I'm working on right now is an extension that we've added to the Windows debugger to let us debug GC heap corruption issues. So those are kind of especially tough to debug sometimes because in the garbage collect heap, objects are moving all the time. So what happens is some guy loses track of the object. So let me show you this function right here. So I've got an object in the heap, and here's the address. And what I'm doing is I'm tracking back through time what the object used to be at previous GCs. We see at GC number 283, we had this value. And over here, I'm listing a common delimited set of roots that are keeping that object alive.
This is basically the right column is the object graph that are making sure that this is not garbage. And this column right here, if I got this right, is basically every time the collector moved the object, that's the new value based on which collection it was.
Exactly. This guy right here is the new value. And these guys are the roots. And you can see that if we go back about 20 GCs, there was only one root for a while, this lonely 12E840 guy. And then, it was a party again. We had, two roots keeping this object alive. So that's really helpful when debugging that kind of bug. And as a matter of fact, we have a bug that, thanks to this DLL, it can save us what might take at least a couple of hours to figure out. I'm on a AMD 64 machine, and I've run this program. Let's see if we start it up. I have to run init to initialize our structures, and then I'll run stats, which is going to tell us all the GC information it found. And this warning message is really cool. It found that there's a root that we reported to the GC multiple times. That's a no-no. We're not supposed to do that, and that leads to heap corruption. So now that we know that, we can go in and figure out why somebody did that twice. Normally, just getting to that step would take a while. So, yeah, that's something I'm excited about.
So like I mentioned before, right, and we talked about dangling pointer references, this is exactly the kind of stuff that if you're writing unmanaged code, typically you'd have to be tracking down your pointers in exactly the same way.
Sure.
Right, which is really painful. So here, you got Michael working for you full time, figuring this kind of stuff out, so you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Cool.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thank
you.
Thanks.
Meeting you.
All right. Cool. Keep it up. Thanks. Looking forward to the movie.
All right.
When will it be up?
In a couple weeks.
Okay.
A couple weeks.
Take care.
So this is mainly developers. What we have, dev tests and PM everywhere.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. There's a Channel 9 guy here.
Hi.
Let me get over here so I can see you.
Yeah,
it's the old window problem. I can't see anything of your face if the window's behind you.
So Wei Wen is one of our developers, and he works on primarily SQL Server, the integration we're doing there with the server-based code and things like that. And also we rely on him to do a bunch of, some of that bit fiddling sort of stuff we talked about before. What you working on?
So I'm working on the bug that's come from SQL Server stress run.
Okay.
A log is orphaned, and then manager is waiting on that log. It looks like we're doing correction, we're unloading app domain, but somehow there were threads blocking there, and then they're in a different domain. So there were multiple problems there. First, the log is not released, the second thing is, how come another domain get access to this object?
Yep.
So there were multiple problems trying to track down. We have been working on this for several days now. They just say, we don't have enough information and just have to guess what happened.
Yep.
And then look at the source code and then maybe add more logging and then try to track down the bug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the toughest bugs.
Yes.
You don't have enough info. When you get the failure, it's way past the past what happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, writing managed code is looking a lot easier all the time.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so I mean, if you get a deadlock problem, yeah. then basically your whole server could lock up.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, this if Waywind didn't figure out and fix this bug, then, you know, what you'd see as an administrator of that database machine is it would just stop working.
Yeah.
You go over and kick the big red switch,
right.
recycle it, and start again. So we spend a ton of time doing stress debugging and things like that to make sure we catch that stuff here, mm-hmm. get it fixed, deal with it quickly.
Yes. That's absolutely right.
And it's not uncommon for some of these bugs, like you mentioned. Sometimes you do take 2 or 3 days, actually, one bug.
Just one bug.
Looking for the needle in the haystack.
Yeah, something just takes a long time. So you don't have enough info when stress happens. I wish I was a machine. I can know what happened. Maybe several hours ago, what happened?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Then you need a time machine to step backwards.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're the Sherlock Holmes here.
It's great. We need to get you a pipe.
Where's the GC vault?
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. So we'll go.